Okay, we're on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph and the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Yosi ben Yo'ezer Omer, Shelo Lismoich, you shouldn't do smicha to rest your weight on the animal on Yom Tov, on a korban. It's a shvus. Yosi ben Yochanan Omer, Lismoich, you may, because the mitzvah. Yeshua ben Prachia Omer, Shelo Lismoich, he told you shouldn't. And Tayagel Omer, Lismoich. As you may. These are the pairs. Third pair. Yehuda ben Tabai, Omer, Shalom Lismoch, you should not do smicha. And Yom Tov, Shimon ben Shetach, Omer, Lismoch, you may. Shemaya, Omer, Lismoch, we're changing. Here, this first of the pair says to do smicha. Abtalion, Omer, Shalom Lismoch, you should not. Hillel, Menachem, Lunechelchu, they did not argue. Yot, Menachem, Menachem left. Nichnas, Shammai, Shammai became in his place. Shammai Omer Shelo Lismoch, he says you should not do smicha. And Hillel Omer Lismoch, you may do smicha, you should. And Rishonim, Hayu Nesim. The first ones in of each pair were the Nesim, who was like the leader of Klal Yisrael. And Shneim Lahem, and the second to them were the Av Beis Din, that's like the deputy of the Sanhedrin. Okay. Gemara. Tana Rabbana Zebraisa. Shloisha Mizugas Harishonim, three from the first people in the first three groups, Sha'amu Shalosh Mismuch, that they said not to do smicha. Ushnayim, and the two from Mizugas Ha'achonis, from the latter two pairs, okay, Sha'amu Lismuch, that they said to do smicha. Hayu Nesim, they were Nesim. And Shneim Lahem and their counterparts, Avos Beis Din. Divrei Rebbe Meir, which is like our Mishnah. But Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Yehuda ben Tabai, he was actually an Av Beis Din. So then the third group, they switch it. They say Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Beis Din, the Shimon ben Shetach was the Nossi. Okay, ask the Gemara. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who taught the following Raisa? Amar Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabai said, Yehuda ben Tabai, Era ben Nechama, I will not be consoled, im lo haragti, unless, until I did the following. Ad shaharagti, im, sorry, let me read that right. Im lo haragti, im zomim, if I wouldn't have killed this false witness, lo haitzi mi libam, in order to disprove the shal stukim, the stukim, this group of people who just followed the Torah, the written Torah, shahai omen, they said the following. Ein Edim Zomimim, you, the false Edis, Edim, are not Nehrogin, Adshi Yehrogin, until you actually kill the person who was testified against. Then you would kill the person, the false witness. So he disproved that even though the defendant had not been killed, he killed this one sole false witness. Amalo Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach said to him, Ereben Ochoma, I will not be consoled. Im lo shefach the damnaki. You spilt innocent blood. Shere Amru, he said, the Chachamim, the wise men, Ein Einim Zomim, false witnesses, Nehrogin, are not killed, Ad Sheyuzmu Shneim, until you get both of the witnesses. You don't need two witnesses. Until you prove both wrong, the Ein Loikin, you don't whip them, Ad Sheyuzmu Shneim, until you prove both of the witnesses wrong. The Ein Mishalmi Maman, they all pay money, Ad Sheyuzmu Shneim, until you prove two of them wrong. So, Miyad, Kim Alav, Yehuda ben Tabai accepted this, She'enu Moriah Halacha, and now he's not going to teach Halacha, Elabithnei, Shimon ben Shetach, unless he was in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. So, Kol Yomav, Shal Yehuda ben Tabai, all the days of Yehuda ben Tabai, Hayah Mishtatech, he would prostrate himself, Al Kivroi, on the grave, Shal Oyser Halug, on that person who he killed wrongly. Vahaya Koilu Nishma, and his voice of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai was heard. Kesfurim, the thoughts of the people, Loima, to say, Shekoilu Shel Haruku, maybe it was the voice of the dead person screaming from his grave. Amalahem said, Yehuda ben Tabai said to them, Koili Hu, it's my voice. Taydu, I'll prove to you, Shalomacha, that tomorrow, Shehumes, when I die, the Ein Koilu Nishma, you won't hear any voices anymore. End of Brisa. Comments in Amor on the Brisa. Amor le Rebbe Achav Reid Rava le Rav Ashi. But Dilma, perhaps, is not a good proof. Piyusi Paisi, perhaps when Yudav and Tavi went up to Shemayim, he appeased this person he killed, and that's why he's not wailing anymore. Alternatively, there was a court case in Shemayim, and they resolved it, so that's why he's not screaming. Anyway, goes back to the Gemara. Mani, who is the author of the following brayso that we just said? The previous brayso. Ha, i'amar b'shlama Rabbi Meir. If you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, it makes sense. The Omar Shimon ben Shafach. He said Shimon ben Shafach was the Av Beis Din. And Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nossi. Okay. Hainu, that makes sense. To cut Mori Halacha. We understand that Yehuda ben Tabai in the past taught Halacha Bifnei in the proximity of Shimon ben Shetach, because he was the Nossi and he was allowed to do that. So Ella Iyamot Rabbanon, if you want to tell me that the both of the brides was the Rabbanon, the Amri Yehuda ben Tabai, they said Yehuda ben Tabai Av Beistin was like the deputy and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nossi. Ask the Gemara, it doesn't make sense, because Av Beistin, the Av Beistin who was Yehuda ben Tabai according to the Chomim, Ibnei Nossi, in the presence or the proximity of the Nossi, Mi Mora Halacha, is he allowed to teach Halacha? He's not. He has to say, go to the Nossi. Do you see, it must be Rabbi Meir. So says the Gemara, maybe not. No. My Kibbel Olav. No, when it's said in the Brice, the Kibbel Olav, he said, I'm never going to pass him up without you again, to Ka'omar, meant Le'ed Strufi. It means, I'm not going to join on a base then, meaning, to the field at Strufi, even to join Namilo Mitzrufinna, I'm not going to join on a base then unless it's with you. I'm only going to be on a base then with you. But in the past, he never passed him alone, but he was on other base then, but he never passed him alone with Shimon. But without Shimon Shetach, so it could be that he actually was the Av Beis Din, and it could be the Rabban. Now, it said in the Mishnah, Yotze Menachem. Menachem left, v'nichnas Shammai, and Shammai took his place for Chulei. So, l'heichon Yotze, where did Menachem go? So, Abaya Amar, Yotze L'tabas Rav. He went to Bad Pastimes. Rav Amar, he has a different opinion, Yotze L'avodas HaMelech. He went to work for the king. Herod, may possibly. Tanya, Nami Hak, we got a brayso like Rav. Yotze Menachem, L'avodas HaMelech, he went to work for the king. V'yotze Imoy, and he had people who went with him, Shmoinim Zugos Talmidim, 80 pairs of Talmidim, Levushin Serikoin, who wore majestic clothes, some fancy clothes. So, Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Le'olam, Al tiyei shvus kalabit anecha. He should never be a shvus. Is a prohibition midi rabbanon. It says is a don't do. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. Sherei smicha ena ela mishum shvus. Smicha, refraining from doing smicha on Yom Tov, is only prohibited because of a shvus. Meaning that you shouldn't basically use an animal on Yom Tov because you may come to do an issa. Benech l'chuba gedol yedua. And we see over here, the Nossi and Av Beis Din were arguing about this, so it was a serious thing. So the Gemara proceeds, and we know that everyone knows about Shvus. But maybe the Gemara says, oh, Shvus mitzvah, it's Rechalei, no, but over here, they're saying, don't do a mitzvah, because so you shouldn't go against the Shvus, even right in the face of a Shvus. So that's a Chiddush. No, says the Gemara, ha, now it's Peshitta. That's also Peshitta, we also know that. I look in faith, so there's Mishnahs about that. So answer the Gemara, no, this is the Chiddush. La Fuke is coming to exclude Niman de Amar from the opinion that says the smicha, with regards to smicha, the halachas that are applied to the mitzvah of smicha itself, the gufa pligi, that's what the Nossi and the Av Beis Din were arguing about. Someone suggested that. Kamash Olam is not like that. The shvusu de pligi, they're arguing about if you apply the prohibition, the rabbanon, of not doing of not using a Bali Chaim or not. So, Amma Rami Bochama, Shmomina. You can hear from this the following Mishnah. Smicha b'chol koicha v'inan. With regards to doing the mitzvah of smicha, but now we're talking about the mitzvah of smicha, if you want to, could be even in the weekday this. When you do it, you have to put your whole weight upon the animal. Why not? Because to eat salka daita, if you would think to say, lo v'inan b'chol koicha, you don't need to put your whole weight on it. Maika obid. What's the problem? Just lightly resting your hands on an animal. No smoke. Do it. Don't argue about it. It's not such a big deal. Okay, that's his proof. Now we go to Kasha. Mesi says, Dabar el ben Israel. So speak until the men of Israel.
the stomach, and it says afterwards the next part of the stomach, they should do smicha on a korban. So comments the Braisa, B'nei Yisrael soimchim, the men do smicha, v'ein v'nois Yisrael soimchois, and women are not required, even when they bring a korban, to do smicha upon it. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Amrim, they say, v'nois Yisrael soimchois rishus, they are allowed to, if they would want, to do smicha. Not that required to, but they're allowed to. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sachli Abba Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says that his father told him, who was Elazar, Pamachas Hayalana, one time we had Egyol, a carp, Shel Zibri Shlomim, of a Korban Shlomim, Behevinuhu, and we brought it, Ezra's Noshim, to the lady side, the Somchola of Noshim, and the women did the smicha. So, a disclaimer. Not that they're required to do the smicha. In order to make the women feel good, and the brayso comments the Gemara, finishing the kasha. And if you want to say smicha b'chol koicha, you're required to put your whole weight on it. The inan mishum nachas ruach, because you want to make the women feel happy. Abdinan avoid a b'kochim. You're going to basically lean on this korban with your full weight. And if it's not a mitzvah, that's considered working with kochim, which you're not allowed to do. So Ella, lav shmomina, it must be that they didn't lean on it fully. Lo be'inu b'kol koichoi. So you see the fact that the women lent on it must be, by definition, if they're not required to, they only lent on it lightly. So you don't need b'kol koichoi. As the Gemara maybe pushes it off. Le'alo me'malach, I will tell you, be'inu b'kol koichoi. Really, generally speaking, you do need, if it's a man, you need your whole weight. And here in this case that we said to the ladies, that Amrin and Lahul, we said, Akfu, which means float. Rest gently your daichu, your hands upon the animal. Don't press too hard. But ask the Gemara, so that was a teret. So basically the women didn't really put the full weight on it. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, it doesn't fit into the braisa of this answer. Lo mitnesha smicha b'noshim, when it says, don't bring this disclaimer that women have to do smicha, tiputlei. It's more elementary. They didn't even do smicha. Everybody just saw they just lightly rested their hands upon it. So, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chadava Odkam. No, actually, it's saying there's two points mentioned in this braisa. Chadava, first of all, it's saying delays la smicha chal. When it said there wasn't smicha, it meant that they didn't even do the action of smicha, meaning they didn't put the full weight on it. They only lightly rested the hand on it. And it's also the odds, it's also telling you why they did it. Also to make the ladies happy. It's important to make the ladies happy. New point. Shmamina. This is how we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov now. If a person would want to, can a person use an animal from the side, basically? That would be prohibited, an animal to use it is normally on the working areas of the animal. There is a dispute with regards to the side of the animal, which is not normally used for working. Is a person allowed to use that? So we hear from this, from our sugya, stadin asurim, that you can't even use the side of an animal. Because the isa ka daitach, stadin mutarim. If you would think to say that you could use the sides of the animal, so we're going with the back over here, on the back of Aleph, he says, nismoich areshe, just place the hands on the head. Because normally you don't work with the head of an animal, you work with its back. Yeah, and so seeing as over here that wasn't like the practical solution, you know, and there was a big argument about that, you see it wasn't an option. Elav shmamina, don't you hear from this? Stadim asurim. You're not allowed to use even the non-work areas of an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Proof. According to that opinion. So Rav Ashi says, no, afilu tamed stadim mutarim. Generally speaking, stadim, the non-work areas of an animal are permissible, but the head is different. Called the hadi gaba, anything that is with the back, meaning on the same level as the back, kagaba dami has the halachas of the back, and therefore it will be osus. The head basically is like the back, but it could be the sides of the animal are permissible. Very well.